Alice, good morning.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey. Now, Alice, what factors do you think deter moviegoers from watching low-budget films?
I don't think it's the price of the ticket. I think there's a stigma associated with independent cinema that it's somehow lesser quality to higher-budget films. And also, certainly, there's a cultural cringe around Australian cinema. So I don't think it's necessarily the ticket price that deters people from going to see a particular film.
Right, but you've previously mentioned that, as you're saying now, like cheaper tickets won't encourage people to see films. However, prices do need to be capped. Why do you think this is?
Not necessarily that prices need to be cut, but I probably think we need to cap it. But I guess that's just inflation and it will inevitably increase. Certainly, I started working in a cinema when I moved to Melbourne 10 years ago at the Palace Cinemas, the Como Cinema in South Yarra. And I've seen the ticket prices there go up dramatically over the past 10 years. And I know that also overheads have gone up as well, so there is something to be said about that. But it does start to get a bit ridiculous when you're paying over $20 to see a film and then you're having to pay for parking or public transport and your popcorn and all of that, and ends up being an evening out that costs you about $100 just to see a film. So if you're going to, particularly if you've got to get a babysitter as well. So it's a big investment for people to spend an evening out at the cinema. And I think, I don't think that making an Australian film $5 cheaper than a big blockbuster is going to encourage that person to go see the Australian film. Because at that point, if they're already going to spend about $80, they're not going to care about an extra $10 to see the film that they really want to see.
And what should we be doing to make people care about Australian local films?
I think it's something in our culture that needs to shift, personally. I think that there's a certain period of Australian cinema where films were a lot more notoriously dark and gritty and involved suicide and drug use, and I think we're still kind of recovering from that period, maybe, particularly. But I also think that every year we end up in a conversation about how we improve the industry and the state of Australian cinema and how dire it is. And I actually think for our population, relative to our population, I think we punch well above our weight. And we're competing in an English-speaking market with America and the UK. So I think for the size of our population, that we actually punch well above our weight and have a terrific industry.
Right. Well, that's something to be very proud of, us Aussie filmmakers. Sigrid Thornton suggested that the industry could learn from France by taxing foreign films to support local productions. Do you think this is an idea that could potentially work?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been talking about this for years. I think it's a great idea, and I don't think it needs to be a huge amount either, but I don't think you could tax a certain amount on current ticket prices and put it back into the Australian industry, because there's already so many costs involved in that ticket. You know, no one's going to give up a certain percentage. But if you tacked on an extra, even 50 cents to films that weren't Australian, and then put that 50 cents back into our industry, I think it could make a really big difference. And I think it's something that should be explored.
Right. That's an interesting idea. What do you see for the Australian film industry in the future?
I think that we're seeing a lot more women, which is really exciting, and a lot more diversity right now. I think that the funding bodies are encouraging us to think outside the box when it comes to cinema, because I guess there's not as much money as there used to be made in cinema, which is a little bit sad in some ways that we're being encouraged to look at content just for online now, whereas I think there always will be a market for films and for going to the movies, and that films do have a life beyond the cinema as well, is that people don't want to always watch a serial television program. They're happy to sit down and watch an hour and a half of one content. But yeah, it's a strange time for cinema, and it will be interesting to see where it goes in the next 10 years.
Yeah, well, I'm quite interested to see how it all pans out. Alice, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Nathaniel.